hectic stuff. Okay, a little update in terms of how things are going here on Lincoln's First Community Radio Station for the Midweek Drive, Siren 107.3 FM, as we approach 17:42 and 41 seconds, actually nearly quarter to six, what the hey. Moving on, we'll be speaking to Michelle Monroe and Rachel Fine, the Executive Director of the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra. Plus, of course, we've still got to squeeze in some Dr. Alan Worsley and Sophie Ellis-Bexter and Phil Leonis. So exciting things to come. We might even, if we're really lucky, actually get a chance to speak to Jason Durr, who's doing a whole range of Hercule Poirot stuff. Again, also on tour. It must be that time of the season where effectively tours are working through in every sense of the word. Okay, life continues as far as Siren concerned. It's concerned. Here's Stephanie Kramer.
And another season for a heart that hates the learning. Within a lifetime, the lesson grows much harder through the years, through my
high time we featured Stephanie Kramer on the programme again. Of course, possibly better known as Dee Dee McCall on the series Hunter, but that's Stephanie singing Midnight Moon. And a perfect way to actually bring us around neatly in these autumnal times to, yes, the truly wonderful soul whose name is Michelle Monroe. How are you, Michelle?
I'm good, Alex. How are you?
I'm splendid. Having one or two interesting challenges, but we don't worry the audience with respect to that or the listener in any way, shape or form, because that would be dreadful, dreadful. The fact that we've had phone lines dropping out, the fact that when, you know, we connected together, I mistook your son for yourself. It's very confusing, obviously doing all sorts of scenarios.
I do have
there.
A very low voice.
And then we were cut off. I thought it must have been something I said, but still, never mind. You're still the one we love. That's the important thing. Over to you, Michelle. What magical delight have you brought to us this week?
Well, Alex, this week I have one of my father's lesser-known but more swinging singles. The song is the work of Charles Tobias, the American songwriter, who often referred to himself as the boy who writes the songs you sing. His compositions include Merrily We Roll Along, the theme to the Merry Melodies cartoons, those lazy, daisy, hazy, crazy days of summer for Nat King Cole, and Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree with Anyone Else But Me for Glenn Miller with his frequent collaborators Al Sherman and Howard Johnson. This song, however, was written entirely on his own, and my father appears to have been the only person to record it. Recorded at Abbey Road Studios on the 22nd of January, 63, this was one of the few occasions where my dad overdubbed his vocal onto a recording made by Johnny Spence and his orchestra 4 days earlier. The song in question, Alex, The Girl I Love.
The girl I love kisses me. Kisses me tenderly. Please don't be jealous of the girl I love, for the girl I love is you. The girl I love looks like you, walks like you, and talks like you. The girl I love smiles the way you do, and I'll say you do have a wonderful smile. The girl I love kisses me, kisses me tenderly. Please don't be jealous of the girl I love, for the girl I love is you. No need to be jealous of the girl I love,
What a wonderful, uplifting number, which has gone down so well in Mansfield, I can't say. Good evening to all on the midweek drive. The weather in Mansfield is miserable, but I'm all tucked up in my onesie and my slipper socks. We're referring to Samantha Sheldon. So nice to know, Samantha. Good stuff, though. And she's listening in to the show after a hard day at work. What better way than a bit of Matt Monro, that girl I love, to take you through. What do you think, Michelle?
Well, I love that song. It's, you know, really... swinger, isn't it?
It's wonderful.
Makes you feel good.
Penny Evans in Buxton, Derbyshire, feels like one of the Walking Dead. Don't worry, Penny, it'll get better. But she's tuned in. She's on these antibiotics for an infection. Get well soon, Penny. And they're making her nauseous and dizzy. Well, Matt'll help. That's the important thing. But she's at home listening to the show. So good news there as well, Michelle. You see?
Well, I hope your dizziness ends soon.
Yeah, it's not great in every sense of the word. Still, life continues. Michelle, you're back from a life on the ocean waves. Are you back for a wee while, or what happens next?
Yeah, I got
next?
Back last night, and I'm here till the 5th of October.
Good heavens, that means
so,
you might be you're live for the next one in
fortnight's
time. Fantastic.
Weeks, yes.
Next week, of course, we had hoped to be this week, but we've had to juggle a few schedules around from that point of view, Ken Dodd will be joining us, so that's very nice. I'll just reveal that there. So if you're waiting for a bit of happiness with Ken Dodd, you know that's coming through. That's a whole heap of other goodies. Sophie Ellis-Bextor, as we mentioned, coming up in the second part of the programme. But Michelle, before we go off to the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra and speak to their executive director, Rachel Fine, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the programme today?
Absolutely, Alex.
And can we look forward to connecting with you again, let's say, in about 14 days from now? Hmm?
Why don't we?
I think that's a yes,
then. Sounds like a plan, doesn't it?
Tension mounts a bit like a Bernard Herrmann score, but probably even better. The Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra there, and a wonderful introduction to, of course, the executive director of the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra. Of course, we're delighted to be able to welcome back to the Midweek Drive the fabulous Rachel Fine. Rachel, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Excellent. Delighted to be able to connect with your good self, and delighted to obviously confirm that certainly the 40th anniversary of the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra, the magic, it's little, here's to the next 40 years, that's what I'll say.
Yes, well, we're actually going into our 47th season this year, and very excited about it. The orchestra is doing really well, and we should have a wonderful opening this weekend.
Which brings us neatly round to the a la carte series. So share with us some of the lines that we've got with that, and of course the upcoming 2014-2015 season. What happened to the noughties? We're into the teenies already in the 21st century. It's phenomenal.
Yes, it's true, and I'm glad that we're still with all of you. The orchestra industry, in fact, around the globe has been hit pretty hard, but we're actually thriving. We feel very, very grateful to contribute so richly to the Los Angeles cultural scene and the national cultural scene and globally.
Well, it certainly works through a whole range of materials and exciting things from that perspective. Some folk might say that chamber music, it's a bit of an acquired taste, but once you get it, it's like a sort of wonderful thing you'd never want to lose, because it just sort of opens up a whole new experience of musical delights.
Well, I think that's right, and one of the reasons I think we've been able to be so sustainable is because we're very flexible. So we have an orchestra of 40 musicians, and you will often see us on a main stage in that iteration with 40 musicians, but we also do a lot of chamber music with 2, 3, 4 musicians. And the series you mentioned, the a la carte series, which is an international series we do in Los Angeles in the residences of consul generals who are based here. And we do feature chamber music in that setting. And it's very intimate. It's very beautiful. But we also do it in a way that it was really written. It was written for a salon setting. And so we're often performing chamber music in the living rooms of our international guests in Los Angeles.
Hence, of course, the term chamber music. Not because it should be heard in, in the private chambers and so on. I'm fascinated by the range of areas that you're working in. The private homes of the Consuls General of Australia, Austria, Finland, France and Germany. I notice you haven't put Scotland.
Exactly.
You haven't put Scotland in there, but in the light of sort of forthcoming activities in the United Kingdom, I can understand why.
It's next, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting line for that. I mean, in terms of setting the whole process off, acoustics, obviously that's key to any appreciation of quality music, particularly in terms of chamber orchestra. One often feels as though maybe you need to have a good acoustic side. Do you have to have any prerequisites when you sort of turn up within the whole area, or do they simply say, no, we'll just sort of put soft furnishings all the way around?
Well, no. I mean, they often clear out the space. They do move their furniture and their carpets, and that does make for a liver acoustic. So we do set it up in such a way that 50 or 60 guests can, you know, sit and enjoy the chamber music. But we don't do anything like a stage. It's really meant to be very comfortable, very inviting, very warm, and it works very well. But yes, some furniture has to be moved aside. And when you do take the furniture out of the room or the carpets out of the room, the acoustic naturally becomes much liver.
Some of the performing artists that you've actually got, fantastic. I mean, we've got for the Brentwood residence of the Consul General of Australia, of obviously Australia, a la carte, we have principal percussion by Wade Culbreath, performed on Aladdin, Pocahontas, Life of Pi, percussion for Frozen, yeah. Godzilla, Transformers. I mean, this is part of the magical thing of a classical training in music. You can really pretty much turn your hand or your instrument to a whole range of activities.
Well, that's right, and I think Wade is actually one of the finest percussionists around. He and like I said, our orchestra is very flexible. Many of our musicians actually are studio musicians here in Los Angeles, and that was the basis for the founding of the orchestra many years ago. It was really to accommodate the studio musicians who were here doing film and television, and Wade, as you just read, is one of the most sought-after studio percussionists. And, you know, again, he plays a wide range of percussion instruments. He also owns an extensive percussion collection. But for this particular concert, he's going to be featured on the marimba. He's a very fine marimba player, and I think for those who enjoy being down under, it will be a really wonderful performance in the home of the Consul General of Australia.
We spoke earlier in the production, Rachel, with Charlie Ross, who's an actor who is touring the world with his one-man Lord of the Rings tour. I'm thinking there must be some sort of connection here, because clearly from your own sort of scenario, a 46-year history of the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra, 31 recordings, touring Europe, South America, Japan, performing across North America, 8 ASCAP awards for adventurous programming. Mm-hmm. When you're sitting down as executive director of the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra, is it a case of, well, we've got the core of quality, we just need to tweak the edges, or are there any times when you sort of think, how can we keep outdoing ourselves and raising the bar, really?
Hello?
Yes, hello, sorry, yes, you're still there, Rachel. Yes, I was, the question
yes.
is how, when you're kind of putting the program together for the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra, are you constantly seeking improvement, or do you think, well, that's it, we've already reached perfection, where can we go?
No, in fact, I think you can never, ever be idle. And like I said before, I think orchestras have had a real struggle, especially since we had a recession. Mm-hmm. And our ongoing goal and challenge is to really maintain our relevancy. And I think for us in Los Angeles, where, you know, the Los Angeles Philharmonic is in the same city, and they're among the most successful orchestras in the world, and we have to maintain a really distinct profile, being in the same city with such a large and prominent organization. So, no, you can never be idle. I work with a really creative music director who is always putting emphasis on innovation and trying to figure out what is going to be relevant and what is really going to resonate in our community.
And would that be the wonderful Jeffrey Kahane?
That would be the wonderful Jeffrey Cahade. Yes.
Always like to ensure that we give full credit, you see.
Yes, yes. Well, Jeffrey, you know, we're very lucky because Jeffrey is not only a wonderful conductor and music director, but he is a preeminent pianist. And so often what you'll see when he's on the podium is someone who plays the piano and conducts simultaneously, and there are very, very few musicians in the world who are able to do both as well as he does.
The season obviously opens this Saturday, September the 20th to the 21st. If people are thinking of jetting over to Los Angeles, or you know folk who are over there, obviously Phil Lynas might, if he manages to get his movie into the Sundance Festival in time, and there's a bit of tension over that. Uh-huh. Will it get there? I'm sure he would actually attend together with Lily Holliman and our team of Los Angeles correspondents from that point of view. But would you like to just flag up some of the key highlights of the season from your own point of view, Rachel?
Sure. Well, we're opening with probably the most famous symphony of all time, Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, and that's going to be coupled with a rarely heard Saint-Saëns Piano Concerto No. 5 with a Finnish pianist who is making his debut with us, and I think in Los Angeles. His name is Juho Puljonen. He will also be at our Finland a la carte. We have a wonderful cellist coming in October from Great Britain, Stephen Isserlis. He's one of the finest cellists in the world, and he will be under the baton of the Scottish conductor Douglas Boyd. And then in November, our music director will be play conducting Beethoven's Third Piano Concerto, and we're doing a brand new piece by a wonderful American composer, Aaron J. Kernis. He's written a viola concerto for the principal violist of the New York Philharmonic, Paul Neubauer, and we're very much looking forward to that. And many other things throughout the season. The wonderful pianist, Joshua Biss, we're having a guest conductor, Joshua Weilerstein, and we're doing a wonderful rendition of Mozart's Requiem with our colleagues and friends, the Los Angeles Master Chorale, and that is in February at the historic Ambassador Theater in Pasadena. So those are some of the really wonderful highlights of the season. We also do a chamber music series on the west side of Los Angeles, and this year we're doing an interdisciplinary series on music and architecture, and we will have guest Frank Gehry, the very important global architect, Frank Gehry, who happens to be based in Los Angeles, Fred Fisher, and then the Los Angeles Times architecture critic, Christopher Hawthorne. So we're doing a wide range of things all over Los Angeles, and I think for your listeners, you can always stream our concerts on KUSC. So we do have a global reach from Los Angeles through our local classical music radio station.
Absolutely. And this is one of the reasons why I feel as though even though we might be separated by a few miles or kilometers, depending on your point of view of measuring distance, we can still sort of bond from that. Music literally knows no boundaries. In fact, we really need to stream it directly into the Ukraine. I think it would solve all its challenges straight away. That's a different line.
Yes, I think so.
But looking at the map, I see you're not too far away from the Wells Fargo Bank, actually, in Los Angeles, which is quite interesting. There we are.
No, we're not. We're right across the street, as a matter of fact.
It's, who would have thought Tim Berners-Lee would have been putting this together in that sort of way? The Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra, obviously you can also go to the website directly, laco.org, as in Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra.org, will be there from that point of view. Rachel, it's been fantastic as ever, touching base with the good self, and particularly of the list of highlights you mentioned there, really looking forward to the combination of obviously your good selves at the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra and, of course, the Los Angeles Master Chorale, because that'll be an outstanding programming event, I'm sure. One to actually sort of savor in every sense of the word. So we look forward to
it. Yes, I agree.
Meanwhile, have you had a reasonably interesting morning chat with us in Los Angeles? Has it been okay for your good self?
I think it's been outstanding and wonderful to talk with you again.
Well, this is good. And if I said a little excerpt of the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra interpreting Handel's Water Music, would that be an okay sort of number to maybe take us around from there to our next feature, do you think?
Well, I think it's particularly appropriate in Los Angeles as it's over 100 degrees now.
I was thinking
let's have the water music.
For the drought, for the sort of ice, the need for that routine, we'll work on that. Final question, Rachel. Can we look forward to connecting with you again, hopefully in the not-too-distant future?
Absolutely. Anytime, it would be a pleasure.
Rachel Fine, Executive Director of the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra. Many thanks indeed. Thank you. Splendid stuff. I'm glad you enjoyed that. Penny Evans in Buxton, Derbyshire. In fact, I think Buxton is one of the places that our one-man Lord of the Rings show is actually performing. I shall find that out in a few moments. Meanwhile, talking of choirs and various other things, you might like to think of joining Lincoln's new community choir, which is called Siren Voices. Yeah, see what I did there? Siren Voices coming soon. You can go to our website, sirenonline.co.uk, which you might already be on if you're listening via the online system, and you'll find out more about Lincoln's new community choir. That would be Siren Voices. Key change.